Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Attorney generals from 20 conservative states are threatening legal action against the Department of Homeland Security's newly formed Disinformation Governance Board, which they said will have a chilling effect on freedom of expression and described it as un-American. Unconstitutional would be the word I would use.
Now, the good news is that almost all the big tech platforms now acknowledge some responsibility for content on their platforms, and they're investing in large teams of people to monitor it. While content moderation can limit the distribution of clearly dangerous content, it doesn't go far enough.
This MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
If it were that simple, it would merely be irony that the Biden administration, led by its chronic serial fabricator-in-chief, is just going to bypass that worthless old First Amendment and set up an Orwellian Ministry of Truth led by esteemed disinformation regurgitator Nina Jankowicz.
So what I'm encouraging individuals to do in particular, just your normal average everyday citizen, is to practice informational distancing, where recognizing that disinformation and misinformation often run on emotional manipulation. When you feel your emotions rising, to just walk away from your device for a little bit, let yourself cool down, and then start to consider the source. Why does that particular source have an interest in emotionally manipulating you?
But we're going to begin tonight with that alleged terror plot and the chilling plan. The FBI says it stopped before it could be carried out. A plan to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and then what they were planning to do to her. 13 suspects arrested, including 7 alleged members of a right-wing militia group.
The Local 4 defenders first told you the men charged in the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer say the men who trained them the entire time were undercover FBI agents. Now, a new court filing obtained by the defenders, filed by so-called ringleader Adam Fox, says paid FBI informants were also the ones to come up with the plan to kidnap the governor and attack her summer home.
Jankowicz has praised the debunked dossier author Christopher Steele and vehemently claimed that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. But Jankowicz's manic zealotry is far more complicated than what appears on the surface. Jankowicz's resume reads like a quintessential job application to the Biden-Ukrainian Corruption Corporation, an organization hell-bent on New World Order Russia regime change fueled by the fleecing of the American taxpayer. In 2010, Jankowicz attended a university in Russia. In 2017, she was a Fulbright Fellow in Kyiv, working alongside the Foreign Ministry of Ukraine. She has also served as a Disinformation Fellow at the treasonous Woodrow Wilson Center and as supervisor of the Russia and Belarus programs at the National Democratic Institute.
Republicans are criticizing your decision, the administration's decision, to choose Nina Jankowicz to lead this disinformation board. They say she is not somebody who is neutral. Your response?
Eminently qualified, a renowned expert in the field of disinformation.
And neutral?
Absolutely so.
Blundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious.
When the department picked her, was the department aware of her TikTok videos?
Senator, they're
really quite precocious.
Senator, I was not aware of those videos.
And as the multi-millionaire Wall Street leeching Democratic Party eggs on World War III and funnels in billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars to one of the most corrupt countries on earth, Ukraine, Corruption blatantly tied to the Biden family, Jankiewicz fronts an effort mirroring the totalitarianism being wielded on Ukrainian dissenters, an effort that would make the Ukrainian Goebbels worshipping Azov battalion very proud. Ask yourself, what is the end game for a ministry of truth? No, don't do that. Your door's being kicked in. John Bound reporting.
Back for this live Tuesday edition. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm very honored to be here with you again today. And I'm going to open the phones up throughout the full transmission until the fourth hour. So the next 3 hours will be open phones yet again on any subject or any topic you want to raise. Though specifically, I'd like to try to keep it to news topics if we could, and not so much in InfoWars-centric calls where we just talk about InfoWars. That's great for callers and great for folks that are really super fans, but we have a lot of people tuning in on AM and FM stations across the country that want to hear the news and the information and not just talk about the inner workings of InfoWars. But if you have questions, if you have comments, if you disagree, you agree, you want to give your view on something, it will be a free for all. I'm just telling you what my preference is when you call in, that it be on one of the subjects. And that'd be great. Let me get into some of the subjects we've got here. Obviously, the abortion topic going into overdrive right now with the left intensifying their bullying and terror campaigns. We have giant escalations by Biden now with $40 billion more to Ukraine. Biden speeds up military aid to Ukraine, drawing U.S. deeper into war. New York Times headline is actually accurate. Vladimir Putin gave an incredible World War II Victory Day speech, and it's by saying incredible, it was incredibly thought-provoking, the things he was saying, and incredibly dangerous as well. We've got some clips of that coming up, where he said the West has been taken over by a bunch of satanic demons, and the cancel culture is the new authoritarian 1984 system. It's just wild to see an authoritarian state able to criticize the United States because we've become more authoritarian and more evil when it comes to the pedophilia, the sexualization of children, than they have ever been. We've really lost the moral high ground. It's frightening. And we have all that information. The first big story I want to hit, no, I'll cover it next segment, but I want to just point out this, I think, is the biggest story, and then we'll detail it next segment. I'm going to move on to some of the other reports here in a moment, is Psaki and Biden are now trying to blame conservatives and Trump and Republicans for the inflation and the gas prices when, yeah, you can blame Republicans some for going along with overspending and printing over the years, but under the Democrats, they put the pedal to the metal and then cut off the energy supplies and the pipelines. So they're trying to do it on purpose as their Club of Rome globalist policy of a post-industrial world to control collapse. So it's simply astounding to watch the economy go up in flames and massive shortages of everything from gasoline to baby formula and food distribution centers and food processing plants blowing up and burning on a daily basis. The border completely wide open. Images of hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands at a time flooding into the southern border. We'd cover it 3-4 years ago. It was big news. Now it's just, oh, yeah, the border's completely wide open, and the third world is collapsing under the weight of 2 years of lockdown into us. So America is being turned into Venezuela, both literally and figuratively. And it's all part of a larger globalist plan, they admit. So that's coming up. And then we've got incredible tidbits like this. I remember warning you about the fact that a lot of top globalists were involved in Ancestry.com and the other big DNA harvesting company. And I told you it was being sold to the Chinese because big tech has no regard for the law, anything. They do whatever they want. They're the deep state. They just have a blank check. And at the top of the pyramid, propping up China and the whole global system is the consortium of private banks that own BlackRock and Vanguard. Well, now Blackstone to acquire Ancestry.com for $4.7 million and ownership of your DNA, suckers. And I'm not calling you a sucker. They are. And you say, well, what do I have to hide? Well, no, now they'll patent your DNA and later claim they own it when you try to get any type of gene therapy. So they're mapping out the whole future right now. Yeah, 23andMe has sold the rights to develop a drug based on its users' DNA. The Supreme Court's rule that when you give up samples and things, you don't own it because you don't stand up for yourself. So this is all a giant harvesting power grab. We also have, speak of the devil, the COVID stack is incredible. It just gets more insane by the day. Stephen Colbert has had 4 shots, and he's had COVID 3 times, twice in the last month. You see, the more boosters old Stephen gets, the sicker he gets, and all the studies actually show it gives you COVID. And old Stephen ain't looking so good. He's aged a lot, so have all of us under this bio attack, whether you get it naturally or from the shot. But all the studies show that the 3rd or 4th shot, man, you are not going to be doing too hot. And there's other big studies out proving massive increases in heart attacks and strokes in people that have had the shots. Whether it's J&J, AstraZeneca, Moderna, or Pfizer, they were all told by the working group run by Daszak and Gates and Fauci months before they announced that COVID was released. It's in the emails. Here's the sequence. Here's the virus. Start making a vaccine for this. And that's how they go, oh, my gosh. Pfizer said 1 week after we got the sample, we already had the vaccine. Yeah, right. Right, sure. Which, again, creates the spike protein in your body. Orders your body to create what is killing you. Unbelievable. And, yeah, it orders your body to create it, so your body recognizes it and fights it, and then causes an autoimmune response as well. So there you go. You talk about useful idiots marching themselves off the edge of a cliff. And the Club of Rome, that was the public arm of the Bilderberg Group, and now the Davos Group has taken over for it. We have the head of the organization in just a short clip we'll be playing in the 4th segment, about 15, 20 minutes, where he admits, yeah, we're going to cut the resources off and hopefully you peacefully just roll over and die. That's what's so frustrating is we cover what the actual controllers are saying. When Schwab and Harari are saying, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you have no free will, you have no freedom, we're going to kill you. We are gods. And they're like weird, crazy-looking, chicken-neck, pencil-neck, bug-eyed nuts. who just toddle around on stage announcing their God. So if you want to hear from these folks, we will let you hear from them here today. They busted another big Republican slash Democrat operative trying to have sex with an underage girl under 12. He's a big buddy with the Clintons and Jeffrey Epstein, of course. We have just got so much to obviously hit here today. Please don't forget, only way we reach new people under the massive censorship is when you remember to say, hey, you know the forbidden show, the thing you're not supposed to hear, that warned about so much that's unfolded? Well, he's covering what's coming next and how to stop it. We need to tune into it, need to research it, need to prove it for yourself, need to do your own research, and then need to share it with others and tell them to do the same, and tell them to do the same and create the pay it forward chain reaction. So please tell everybody about Infowars.com/show. Band.video. It's hard to share those URLs on many platforms. So do it on your text message, do it on your email, do it by word of mouth, or also the URLs we have that are backups that will index and take you right to the site and get past the censors. The current site they're not blocking is battleplan.news. Battleplan.news. Oh, and one more thing. X2 is going to sell out very soon. But it's 40% off with Ultra 12. It's now back in stock when you get them together. And Ultra 12 is back in stock. It's amazing. It's 40% off as well for a limited time. Thank you for your support.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And the answer to 1984 is definitely 1776. So it's good to know your enemy, and it's good to know where their mindset and their systems of thought come from. And so let's do some of that here together today and understand why they're incrementally turning off the infrastructure, why they're incrementally dumbing down the population, why they're by degree poisoning us and dividing and conquering us. And that's because it's a pretext for them to get total control and power, to claim the earth has reached its carrying capacity and there are too many people. And so they've got to bring in a world dictatorship, and I'm about to play you them saying that at the World Economic Forum, to save the earth from the humans and have a peaceful extermination of at least 90% of the world population. Now, Dennis Meadows, Paul Ehrlich, and John P. Holdren all wrote books, some of them they co-authored, like Limits to Growth and The Population Bomb, back in the 60s. They were all funded by the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg Group on record. And he's a World Economic Forum fellow. He's been on the board. And he's a big professor here in the United States at MIT and other facilities. And here he is talking about a dictatorship to exterminate you and your family. This is not some minority of these people that are saying this and that are talking like this. This is the entire mindset of these people. This is their worldview. This is their religion. This is what they are. This is who they are. And it's their mission. And really, it's the excuse for their power and control. Now, you can have a debate about whether the earth's overpopulated. And certainly in some areas it is. And certainly society's broken down and humanity's lost its way. But the idea that we're going to let the very worst, greedy, out-of-control people that follow none of their own advice and who are super predators sell us on exterminating 90% of our fellow humans, you know they're not going to stop with them. And in fact, when you get deeper into their teachings and into their mindsets, they actually say, we're getting rid of all humans, we're gods, we're merging with machines. And the people that go to these events and get recruited into it, who then get pushed for governor, prime minister, Congress, parliament, they're let in on, you're the ruling elite, you have the high test scores, you've got good genetics, we say, you're a sociopath, and so now you're part of the club. And then they carry out the eugenics and the sterilization and the racial division and the deindustrialization and the attack on everybody else so that we will peacefully, in quotes, disintegrate and fall apart. You can go back to Sir Thomas Malthus 300 years ago, and he wrote books and scientific papers predicting by 1800 a total collapse of the planet's carrying capacity if they didn't kill the poor people by poisoning their food and by herding them into tiny compact apartments where they would all get each other sick and die from not getting sunlight. And he himself was picking a lot of this up from Plato, that talked about similar things. So people need to know the governing system that is attacking them and that is coming after them. So here is Club of Rome member. Here is Bilderberg Group attendee. Here is World Economic Forum fellow Dennis Meadows, very calmly, psychotically talking about exterminating the majority of the public and putting out the false idea that we must destroy humanity. But of course, he's been self-appointed to carry that out. He's not going to go anywhere. Here it is.
So far, globally, we are so far above the population and the consumption levels which can be supported by this planet that I know in one way or another it's going to come back down. So I don't hope to avoid that. I hope that it can occur in a civil way. I mean civil in a special way. Peaceful. Peace doesn't mean that everybody's happy, but it means that conflict isn't solved through violence, through force, but rather in other ways. And so that's what I hope for. That we can, I mean, the planet can support something like 1 billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, if you have more people, I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion probably if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. That's, unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But we want to have freedom, and we want to have a high sense, so we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7, so we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal, so that people share the experience and you don't have a few rich, trying to force everybody else to deal with it. So those are my hopes. I mean, these are pretty pessimistic hopes, that's...
So that's the standard operating procedure of these people. They run the planet, and they're cutting off resources and cutting off clean innovations because they really just want to be able to play God. And they're targeting the smartest and most informed people we've got with the fluoride, with the atrazine, with all the chemicals, because they don't want competition. These are the worst of the worst. And you heard what he said in that little short 2-minute clip. He said we need to depopulate them peacefully. And he goes, I don't mean there won't be death and violence. No, I mean where there's not big conflict. Well, they don't want governments figuring this out, or a country or a group saying we don't want to be killed and not going along with it, because everybody will notice they're not going to be dying slowly from the chemicals and the shots and the 5G, countries that don't do this. So you've got to make sure everybody goes along. And then he said, then there are ways to peacefully depopulate through the food, through the water, through the shots, electromagnetically. And that's what they talk about, hitting you with a cocktail of attacks. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly what's killing you. They need to get the population down so they can keep those that are left in Plato's cave, where they can project their reality on the wall, and then you simply accept it. Very, very frustrating to see them in countless clips every day coming out of their rat holes talking about how they're going to kill everybody. And then you can open the New York Times up and Jones is dangerous. He claimed it was a global plot to depopulate the earth. And the next page in the New York Times says, it's time to start censoring and depopulating. And the end of humanity is a needed thing. But everyone that's going along with this is pretending they won't be destroyed as well. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it out of the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up next segment, I'm going to get into the fraud that is COVID-19 and what it really is. A synthetic replicating nanotech cooked up in a lab by scientists working directly for Barack Hussein Obama. And so when you get sick from it, when your family gets sick and dies from it, just remember, they told you there's too many of us, and they're going to kill all of us if we buy into it. Because here's the deal. They're beta testing with COVID-19 that's mother's milk compared to what they've got on the shelf. And if they think they can get away with launching something much bigger and much worse, you'll stay locked down and die at home, and that things won't get out of control and they won't get blamed, they will wipe you out.
I've been on air 28 years, and for 28 years I've been saying a controlled bioweapon release is coming, but first they would have limited releases to practice lockdowns of the control grid, because that's just common sense is how they do it. And we've got their white papers where they talk about it. But before we even got their white papers, I had analyzed and reverse engineered their plan. Anybody can do this. They're rich. They've stolen the world. They're all going to go to jail for the fiat currencies and garbage they've engaged in. They make Bernie Madoff look like a choir boy. And instead, they got a plan to kill us. And they think we're so dumb, we won't figure it out and stop them. And you know what? If we don't stop them, we deserve it. And that's kind of the game they're playing. They're evil. What they're doing is wrong. I will not join with them. But it is very frustrating to be talking about something that is 100% on record that we are now leaving beta and entering operational. Most of you listening will be dead within 8 years under their plan. Comprende? Do you comprehend what I'm saying to you? This is not a damn game. And if you ask why they want me shut off more than anybody, it's because we are 100% over the target. I could play you just new clips I saw the last 2 days. I've got more than 15 clips of world leaders calling for depopulation and world dictatorship. Since I showed you 5 headlines last week out of Financial Times, Bloomberg, New York Times, you name it, calling for dictatorship, there's more articles calling for dictatorship. The bad guys call for killing people. The bad guys call for cutting the resources off. The bad guys call for depopulation. The bad guys are in control. And it doesn't mean it's our whole government. They have hijacked our government. If a hijacker takes over a plane with a hand grenade and a gun, you don't start stabbing the windows out and attacking the control panel of the plane and trying to open the side hatch. You remove the hijacker. But they want to stab a civil war and destroy the airplane we're flying on here. That's really what America is a floating continent on top of lava on a giant planetoid hurtling through space around its sun. But the point is that the analogy, if we're on an airplane with the hijackers, and they're wearing the uniform of the captain's tied up behind them, and then after a while, the hijacker starts bragging, yeah, I'm not really the captain. Yeah, I took over the thing. You're not going to do anything. And he's sitting there picking his teeth with a toothpick all arrogantly. And he says to people on board the plane, who wants to join me? We're taking this plane to Cuba. And in modern America, a lot of women might start taking their clothes off and dancing, saying, yeah, I got Stockholm Syndrome. I really like you. I want to be with you. That's what people are like that are going along with this. It's ridiculous. It's stupid, and it's destructive, and it will bring us down. And speaking of that, I mean, the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve has been devaluing the dollar since they started the takeover over 100 years ago in 1913. 109 years ago, whatever it is now. 109 years ago. But more than half that devaluation happened between the 1970s and the end of the Trump administration. And Trump was part of this and one of the bad things he did. But at that point, inflation was here, and he was trying to get us out of a recession and try to bring the jobs back, but it still wasn't perfect. Under Biden, he puts all the regulations back on to shut down the jobs, to shut down the pipelines, to shut down the gas drilling, the oil drilling, everything you do to put a country into cardiac arrest. While opening the borders, while handing out more welfare, while doubling spending, and then start shipping trillions more in U.S. dollars around the world, and then they say, we don't know why there's inflation. Now, remember what I said when he first got in. I said his policies are going to accelerate it. So there was more money issued and more currency put out in the first year of Biden. This was mainstream news. Than there was in the whole history of the United States. Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, right back to George Washington. Now, you think about that. And so remember, a year ago, they said there is no inflation. Then they said, well, a little inflation's good. Then they said, well, it's only in certain areas. Well, now Biden says he's taking inflation, that's the quote, very, very seriously. And then he goes on to blame the Republicans, and he says they're not taking it seriously. Do you really want to hear him bumbling and babbling? There's the video on screen. Biden, the number one threat is the strength, and the strength that we are built on is inflation. Get that clip ready, actually. That's another clip. I've got the clip right here where he says inflation is important and he blames the Republicans. I mean, yeah, they're playing second fiddle. I guess they're to blame partly, too. But you're like the one that put it into overdrive here with all your policies. And now I'd read that quote this morning. I didn't know there was an actual video of it, of him saying our strength is inflation. Yeah, that's the globalist strength because they use the money first to buy up all the infrastructure and then hand us what? The debt and the devaluation. I mean, folks, you always hear about places like Mexico and Venezuela or Zimbabwe or Weimar Germany that devalued their currencies and how horrible it was and how criminal their governments were. That's been done. It'd be like if I walked up and I had this dagger in my hand and I just stabbed you right in the heart. It'd take you a minute or two to probably die. Maybe longer if you're tough. Maybe if I didn't really hit you in the right spot. So I go ahead and stab you a couple more times, but we've been stabbed, okay? I mean, we've been stabbed really bad, okay? And so everybody just needs to understand, again, there's no stopping it now. We really tried to stop the New World Order getting to this point, but they've now put the pig in the oven. They now let the cows out of the barn. They pulled the trigger, baby. They opened Pandora's box. We let them do it, and we are in deep trouble. And I say that because, again, what is Biden's controllers having him do? If they can blame the populist and the Republicans and people that were against this for what they've done, they win. If the globalists can blame Biden for all the horrible things that are happening and just blame Biden, they'll love that too. That's why he's seen all the know who he is, so he'll take the blame. But if we blame the permanent deep state, if we blame the globalists, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Davos Group, the BlackRock, and all the people that sit there and abuse us, that own these puppets, that run these attacks against us, that set the global lockdown policy, that are pushing the world ID and the forced injections, if we start addressing them instead of their puppets, it's game over. Their whole system rests on Rand Paul attacking Biden and Josh Hawley attacking Biden. And he earned points, and he's an idiot, and, oh, the Republicans are going to win this big sweep. But if you don't address the root of it and just heads of the Hydra, you can cut those heads off all day long, and the Hydra just gets stronger. Because while you're busy cutting one head off, it's eating your lunch and stomping you to death. So I just keep harping and harping and harping. Why do they hate me, number one? Because I identify them. And once the globalists are identified in their criminal system, they all go to prison and this stuff stops. And humanity's got a new lease on life. We'll be right back with these clips on Psaki saying, well, wait till you see what she had to say about inflation.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Shadow government while it was building its operation in quasi-secrecy. I have traveled the world to expose their secret meetings. I have been arrested. I have been sued. I have been persecuted because I knew that we had to stop them, and I believed in you that once they went operational and we failed to stop them, you would then beat them because you would understand their plan. I knew our credibility would explode and erupt like a volcano. Once we expose the New World Order, and once they launch their operation, and we are now inside that New World Order, we are now fighting for our lives. We know they are evil. We know their plans for us are evil. And now we have to make the choice whether we want to be slaves and turn our children over to a fate worse than death, or we want to stand up together in a race, color, and creed with dignity and honor and not comply with the globalists in any way. They are using the most classic form of economic warfare to bring us under their control. Here is Biden saying that inflation is our strength.
We've built a strong economy with a strong job market. And I agree with what Chairman Powell said last week, that the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation. So the Fed should do its job, and it will do its job, I'm convinced, with that in mind.
All right. Biden administration escalates war with Russia as Democrat abortion campaign heats up and as they devalue our dollar on our path to total and complete slavery. Here's Jen Psaki. Let's just play it back to back. Her saying she doesn't think anyone could have predicted a year ago that inflation would soar to record highs. And then she says that government policies have not led to inflation. Well, it's kind of true. The Federal Reserve's private run for profit, but sets policy with the government. So here she is gaslighting the public.
No, if we look at the recent inflation data, depending on which data you look at, two-thirds to even 70% of inflation data is a result of energy prices. A large part of that is the result, and Chairman Powell has spoken to this, and Secretary Yellen has also spoken to this, as a result of President Putin's invasion of Ukraine and the impact on the global energy markets. Those are all steps and impacts that I don't think anyone could have predicted a year ago. Go ahead.
Yeah, as we look ahead to tomorrow's inflation speech, let me ask you to look back at some of the warnings that were issued last year by Summers and Ratner and so on. In retrospect, were they right that some of the government policies were going to lead to inflation?
I wouldn't say we agreed with them then, and we don't agree with them now. I would note that as it relates to actions like the American Rescue Plan, the alternative to not putting in place and advocating for the American Rescue Plan would have been the economy continuing to spiral. Right? We were providing assistance and relief in the form of checks to people who needed that assistance at the time.
They launched the viral attack. They launched the lockdown that causes the collapse of the economy. They devalue the currency and they tell you they're saving you when everything they want to do on record is enslave you by making you completely poor, the easiest way to control people. And yes, the war in Ukraine is the icing on the cake in prices increasing, but it's just that. It's the icing on the cake, and the West started that war. Even the Pope now admits that. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Let's look at some of these headlines. Fact check. Did nobody predict inflation, as Psaki claims? A good town hall article showing a whole bunch of people predicting it. Hell, it was already bad inflation when he got in, and now it just exploded. Biden's economy. Markets fall more as S&P reaches 52-week low. Gas prices jump to fresh record highs. And remember, the key. She says it's Putin when he shut down over 2,000 major pipelines and sub-pipelines, won't give out permits to fix pipelines, shut down the Keystone pipeline, and is now trying to shut down the main Canadian pipeline that supplies most of the damn Midwest. And then Governor Whitmer couldn't shut it down, and so Biden said, well, I'll just override our treaty with Canada. Why the hell would you shut our pipelines off? I mean, this is... like you walk up and your neighbor's sitting there shooting holes in your car's engine. And you go, why are you hurting my car? And they go, we're not hurting your car. We love you. Why, Putin shot holes in the engine of your car. Meanwhile, baby formula shortages affect new parents with increasing prices and lack of availability. Waiting list to buy it online, 2 months. Tech giants lost more than $1 trillion in value in the last 3 trading days. 40% of Bitcoin investors are now underwater. New data shows. Spectator says crypto's dead. I don't agree with that, but it's going to go down for a while. But that's okay, because Joe Biden's got a next-level brainwashing and inversion. Reuters reports Biden to blast Republicans as having no plan on inflation. His plan is more spending. And, of course, $40 billion, it was $38 billion a week ago, to be sent to Ukraine of taxpayer money. That's why you've got Club of Rome saying, I hope we can depopulate in a civil way. And that is what you're witnessing right now, is the beginning of the long slide into oblivion. And that is what we are fighting with every speck of energy we've got. All major infrastructures, but synthetic poison, whether it's crops, whether it's synthetic meat, whether it's synthetic milk, they're taking even the regular formula away and they're going to make you eat bugs and make you drink sewage water and make you like it. These are all quotes. You think they put out Davos Group videos, highly produced, saying soon you'll have nothing, soon you'll eat bugs, and you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to be eating bugs. Yeah, you are, because you're going to take it because you like it. I don't mean our general audience, but the delusional leftists that go along with this. Bill Gates' back company says lab-produced breast milk is 3 to 5 years away. Now, next hour, I want to give the phone number out. I want to take your calls, but I got a lot of other big abortion news, military news, Putin clips to play. So much it's important coming up, and this report first when we start next hour. Blackstone, that's the top of the pyramid, to acquire Ancestry.com and the ownership of your DNA for $4.7 billion. 23andMe also says they're selling your DNA. There you go. I warned you about it. That was an evil conspiracy theorist, but that happened years ago. Now they're buying up more of the companies. Absolutely insane to have all this going on and all of this unfolding. We're going to go to break. I just want to thank all the listeners for your support. We have been in the red the last few months with not even the money to be able to buy future product to fund ourselves. We got a $2 million Bitcoin donation. I decided to put half of it into cash into the operating fund and wait and see with the other million. That other million is now like $700,000. I've decided to hold on to it and see what happens. But see, that's not even a surety. If that doesn't stay at a million, we're back in the red. An example of why we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And one thing you can do at InfoWarsStore.com, if you want to keep us on the air and keep us in a fighting stance against the New World Order at this critical time, which is a must in my opinion, but it's up to you. I'm in your hands. We're in each other's hands. To go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top it says support free speech, donate today. You can give a one-time donation of $5, $10, $20, $100, whatever you want, or sign up and give every month, every 2 months, however you want it, have recurring, cancel anytime for free. Just go into your account and you hit cancel. Please make a one-time donation or a recurring donation. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're at InfoWarsStore.com, two great items are back in stock. X2, the highest quality deep earth crystal iodine that is good for everything in your body. The great part is your immune system. The fun part is your libido and so much more. X2 back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 back in stock also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 40% off, Ultra 12, 40% off, and when you get it with Survival Shield X2, the X2 is 40% off in the new InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.